Hey everybody, welcome back to My Subaru, and today we are continuing our exploration of what it means to live life loved. And our launching verse yesterday was Ephesians chapter 5 that says, "Be imitators of God as dearly loved children." In other words, it is because we are loved that we strive to be imitators of God. We don't try to imitate God, in other words, perform, be a good person, so that we are loved by God. It starts from being loved by God, and then everything else flows out of that. And what we did was we compared a tourist to an explorer, and the Christian life is much more like an explorer, where it is as much about the journey as the destination. And we understand that interruptions, that delays, are part of the exploration. It's part of the journey. In fact, some of the best things happen in our lives in those unplanned, unpredictable, in-between moments of our lives. Well, today I want to look at another analogy, and we're going to look at the difference between a factory worker and a farmer. Now, admittedly, I grew up in the suburbs. If it wasn't for Sesame Street, I never would have known where milk came from. But I did work in the Central Valley for 9 years and got to know and absolutely admire and love farmers. See, during the Industrial Revolution, when the Western world went from primarily an agricultural community and people flocked to the cities for jobs and factories were popping up all over the Western world, the mindset and the way of thinking in the Western world actually changed, and the way we approached the Christian life was greatly affected by it. See, in America, some of our essential core values have to do with self-determination and independence. And certainly there is nothing wrong in and of itself with self-determination and independence. Those are high American values, but those are unique to recent world history in the Western world. But the problem is when we take these values and apply them to the Christian life, we will find ourselves discouraged and disheartened. See, we have this mindset that if we just work hard, then the things that we want to see God do in our lives will just come about because of our hard work. So let's explore the difference between a factory worker and a farmer, and I think you'll understand why this analogy is so important and so critical to understand going forward with our walk with Jesus. You see, a factory worker has a mindset. The goal is to fit in. Whereas for a farmer, the goal is to not just fit in to a process, but to be fruitful, to partner with nature in such a way that you bear fruit. For a factory worker, the process looks like not just fitting in, but the goal is eventually to produce a product. Whereas when you think about the difference, a farmer does not produce anything. A farmer can only partner with nature. He needs to till the ground, he needs to weed, he needs to water, he needs to plant, he needs to do all those things, and then he waits for the mystery of nature to take place. A farmer understands that a farmer doesn't produce fruit. A farmer only creates the culture, creates the atmosphere where fruit can happen. A factory worker understands that they have high control, they have quotas. I worked in a fishery, I think I've shared that with you guys before, and they had up on the wall the quota per hour and per day and per week. Whereas a farmer recognizes they have very little control. They can't control the weather, they can't control to a certain degree when insects show up. They can only respond to the current conditions. They expected more water. There was a lack of water. How do they respond? They didn't expect water. There was too much water. How do they respond? Insects don't normally come this month. in the year, but they came. How are we going to respond? And that is much more like the Christian life, where we can't predict things, we can't control things, but we can learn to control our response. We can control our response. How are we supposed to respond to our current situation, to our current circumstances, to our current relationships? You see, success for a factory worker is simply to show up. In fact, there's very little thought. You punch in, you punch out, 9 to 5. Whereas for a farmer, success is determined by not doing anything, not just showing up, but again, partnering with the mystery of nature, learning to respond to the environment and the different things that come their way. In fact, a farmer doesn't punch in and punch out. A farmer is a 24/7. It is a way of being. Whereas a factory worker, they can punch in, punch out. They don't have to think about it again. Factory workers have high control. Farmers understand what is in their control, and it is mostly to respond to the current environment that they are in. You know, when I lived in the Central Valley, I learned a couple things about some of the products that are grown in the Central Valley. For example, walnuts. If you plant a walnut tree, you will not bear walnuts for 7 years. If you plant an almond tree, it'll be 5 years. If you plant a peach tree, it'll be 3 years. And so think about that. For all of that time, a farmer is working and planting and weeding and watering and waiting. They are working all the time. But they don't bear fruit in the same season that they plant or that they sow the seeds. So the Christian life needs to be approached much more like a farmer than a factory worker. So my question for you is, what seeds are you planting today? What fruit are you bearing today? You see, you are in a large part where you are and who you are because of the seeds that have been planted in your past. The good news is that going forward, you can begin to plant better seeds, new seeds, good seeds. But you must think like a farmer. This is not a microwave thing. You cannot just push a button and expect quick results. You have to persevere. You have to be patient. You have to learn to respond to the environment and to the circumstances that are out of your control. But if you will continue to sow good seeds, and if you're patient, and if you'll wait, guess what? The promise is that good fruit will begin to show up in your life. You will begin to bear the fruit that you long for in your life. So think about that today. Think about approaching the Christian life, not from a, I'm in control, I can produce whatever results I want. No, it is partnering with the mystery of the Holy Spirit and how God works in our lives, through our circumstances, through relationships, be they good or bad relationships. All the time, God is wanting to do a good work in you. And so partner with that. Surrender to that. Allow God to do His good work in you, and you just keep planting good seeds. In due time, you will bear much fruit. God bless you guys, and may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And live life loved today.